Thanks, Tara. Good morning, Justin. This is Gail. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing we had available today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And now Tara mentioned that you have a partner, James. Do I have both of you right now? You're both correct.
You do.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Glad to hear it. Well, then you can both hear the details and ask me questions at the same time.
Well, right now, actually.
Oh, gotcha. No
but
worries.
That's fine.
No,
you're with me. So, I mean,
perfect. All right. So, one of the first things that we'll actually do, Justin, is I'll close off the Kathleen area and I'll close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. And the reason is we only work with one company per category, per area. So that 50-mile radius is basically your protected turf where we'll never be working with any of your competitors. So if someone came along tomorrow and asked if we could represent them and put them on the first page of Google under any of the services that you offer, we literally do turn them away. So J&J Handy Repair is the only company that we'll be putting on the first page. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I thought you were saying where they list, you know, the first page, you've got like 10 listings. Isn't that what you were meaning?
Actually, no. So what we do, we'll put you right in the map section, right at the top of the page. So anytime someone's looking for handyman services, or I see you do flooring installation, you do...
Yeah. So I understand a little better now, but to be honest with you, I would be more probably closer. If I was to do anything, I don't think I would want the premium.
Okay.
And I say that only, I mean, I understand the benefit of it, but the niche that I have with real estate agents, I really don't, to be honest with you, right now I can't take on a lot more. You know, so I don't want to put a premium price on something that's really not going to benefit me at the moment. I mean, down the road, that would definitely be something I'd be interested in. So that's why, you know, I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Sure.
And if, you know, get my, at least the listing out there, but. To be honest with you, the first page is not going to be where I'm
not going to. Okay. Now, I did notice that you have a listing on HomeAdvisor, Angie's. Is that how you getting, you're active on the service?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And how's it working out?
Well, it took a little tweaking, but... I mean, to be honest with you, I was at the point where I called them to cancel it because they didn't explain it well enough. So,
gotcha.
But I mean, it does work. You have to manipulate it.
I gotcha. So. Okay. Well, and
but it
you know,
grows a lot
doing,
of leads. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, and if you're doing okay on Angie's, you would do wonderfully on the first page in the map section on Google. Couple of reasons. One, you don't pay per click lead or call. We don't charge for them. They're unlimited. And all those calls go directly to you. And then you take care of them in whatever manner you take care of them or decline them. A lot of our clients will cherry pick through the jobs to take the ones that they really want. And then they simply decline the rest because you're not being charged for them. So you'll actually be listed on the page above where someone would find the Andy's link, where you'd be charged for it if they came to you that way, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that was my issue is that, you know, you're being charged for leads and some of those people you couldn't even get a hold of or they decided they didn't want to do it anymore or they were looking, you know.
Yep.
At that, I'm serious. It was pretty crazy.
Wow, so, wow.
It is still an active account, but I would think my money would be much better used with you guys, to be honest with you.
Okay, so let's look at that local programming then for you. So because you're relatively new in business, though you're already established, you actually do qualify for the new in business promo that we've got going today. Well, let me grab that. And so I'm going to look at what retail would be for you. Oh, I know. I wanted to ask you too. Justin, are you using Facebook at all?
Yes.
You are. Okay, awesome. And is that a business page or personal?
It was a personal page that I added, you know, my business, made it a business group, basically.
Awesome. Okay.
I just did that, so I'm still working through it. We've been kind of busy since.
No worries. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good fit for you then. So, all right. So, let me look here. So, our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate. So, and never anything more, because we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They all go directly to you. And it's also, we don't lock you into a contract. So there is nothing long term. So if it doesn't work out down the road, of course we hope it does, and we expect it will, because we're very good at what we do. But you're not locked into anything long term. We just don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job like you have to do your job to continue earning your keep, right? So we do the same thing. So we don't lock you into a contract. So it is flat monthly rating. And so now normal retail for the Kathleen and surrounding.
It's not going to fluctuate? Is that what you're saying?
No, exactly. No, it'll never fluctuate. And actually, you'll be locked into with your discounts. So normal retail for the Kathleen area is $399 a month. But get this, your new in business discount that I was able to put on there gets you down to $199 a month. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. Normally, again, that's normally $299, but your new in business knocked that way back. So the setup fee is a one-time $99. You'll never have to see it or pay it again. It partially covers the programming that we need to do to get everything wrapped up and all of that data over to Google. And then, so it is just that flat $199 every single month. Doesn't matter if you take in 10 or 210 new customers, it's always the same. We don't even add taxes onto that. And then, so we'll put you on the map on the first page of Google for all of your services, and we'll list those out as keywords as well. We do the backlinking, the programming, everything necessary so that you appear in the map when people are searching. And then, of course, those leads and calls all go straight to you. And then we'll also get you out on all of the directories, which I noticed you didn't have any up so far, which is no problem because it's just part of what we do. But we'll get you out on Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. And then we tie all of that together with your Google Business Profile. We'll get the Google Business Profile going as well. There's no charge for us to do that. And then your website, I wanted to check to see if it was possible, if you wanted it. We don't do websites for the general public, and we only do them occasionally for our partners like J&J. But if you're interested in having a website that's Google compliant and optimized, we're happy to build one for you. We can either put it right back on the domain that it's on, or we can put it on a regular .com, so it's off of the Wix site and more of a, it'll be all about
you. You know, what's funny is we actually own the J+J HandyRepair.com.
Oh, well, fantastic. So we can park it right on that domain. Then you don't have to monkey around with the Wixsite.com/JJHR that kind of tails behind all that. So
yeah.
Perfect. And we
so
don't.
So I'm going to be honest with you and 100% transparent.
Sure, please.
Because I believe in that. I wish you guys were calling me either last month or the beginning of this month or next month. We're in the process of buying a new vehicle right at the moment. We just dumped a bunch of that money into Angie's, unfortunately, unbeknownst to us, where it charged us a lot more than we were expecting. And we're just financially at a place where I don't want to say I can't justify spending another $300 out of my own pocket, but with everything else that I've got going, I just, it's a bit, get this truck was a lot more than we were intending on spending, but it was beneficial. So, I mean, if this was something that would be offered next month, I'd be all over it, but I just can't this month.
Well, and another way to look at it though is you need to pay for the truck. So getting you on the first page so you get those leads coming in, then otherwise, I mean, it kind of ends up to be a catch-22, doesn't it?
It does indeed, but that's where I kind of go back to, you know, we have, you know, the means to take care of it. I'm worried about getting too many leads in where I'd be spending money and contacting all these people that I can't help right at the moment.
Oh, okay. So I should have explained better. That's my bad. So it's not like we flip a switch and tomorrow you're bombarded with leads. So I'll give you the timeline. So we'll go zero being today, the day we set you up. 0 to 7 days, we'll get your directory submissions done. So the Chamber of Commerce, the Yelp listings, all of those. We'll get you access to your reporting dashboard. Your reporting dashboard is going to let you see anytime in real time how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, retrieve phone numbers if you need to, upload photos for us, get into the back end of your website if you want to make changes, things like that. So that'll all be done within about the first 7 days. From 0 to 14, one more thing, we'll do your onboarding call in that time. So that call is with your tech where they'll go through quality control, make sure that everything is accurate, and then discuss what you want or don't want on your website. So that's all 0 to 7. 0 to 14, your new website will come online, be up and ready and rolling. And then from there, it does take about 30 to 45 days for you to appear on the first page. And then it's going to be a gradual build-up. So you'll start getting a trickle of calls. So you'll actually have some time before it's, you know, going at full steam. So you'll have a little bit of time to build up to that. I really wouldn't worry about being overwhelmed to the point where you can't handle the calls that are coming in because of that gradual build. You know, first comes the directory listings, then your website, and then first page. So that helps a little bit too, right?
I mean, it does, but I'm still in a position where I'm not going to put out another $300 right at the moment.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Well,
I mean,
right,
what you have to offer is it's perfect. I have no other complaints with it. I just screwed up this month is what it comes down to.
I
was taken advantage of, and I'm paying the price for it now. Where it costs us a lot more than what we were expecting. So.
Yeah, I understand that. And I'm sorry that happened. I've honestly heard that story way too many times. Very similar.
But I don't, if you guys could follow up on me next month, I'd be happy. I know that option may not still be there, but I would definitely be interested in hearing what you guys have, you know?
Well, and I feel bad I can't help you out today. I can see the good that it would do for you. No other options available. I mean, you bought the truck on credit, so you could do the same here and then start getting the results. And I mean, that kind of negates an earlier, I wouldn't even say you made a bad decision. I would say somebody else didn't give you the whole story. I don't think it's your fault at all.
It really was, because it was not what the next person stated.
Right.
Well, these are all recorded. Why don't we go ahead and listen to that recording? And do that at all. So.
Yeah, and that's not on you. That is absolutely not on you. So, really, you don't need to beat yourself up over a bad decision. I don't even see it that way, especially the number of other people I've talked to that have had the same thing happen. I feel horrible. I can't do something for you today. No way to make this work.
No, I mean, I actually trying to would like to get back to help my partner while we finish this job. We're running behind.
You bet. So when would be a good time, Dustin, to follow back up with you? I'll check.
In a month.
In a month? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I will do that. I will put you on my calendar and call you back in a month, and we'll get you set up and going then. Sound good?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.